Hello, I'm Ravi, and I want to say welcome to a special Learn English Elementary podcast number 10. This is the last podcast in the first series, so today we're going to do something a bit different. We've had lots of emails from you, the listeners, and lots of great comments on the site, saying how much you've enjoyed all the podcasts in this series. So Gordon, our producer, has put together some of your favourite parts from the first 9 podcasts for you to hear again. Or maybe for you to hear for the first time. Anyway, listen again, or for the first time, and we hope you enjoy it. Especially for any new listeners out there, our first section is from Podcast 1. And it's the part when you get to meet me, Tess and Gordon. Hello, and welcome to Learn English Elementary Podcast number 1. My name's Ravi.
And I'm Tess. We're your presenters and we've got lots of things for you to listen to today. But before we start, I think we should introduce ourselves. Ravi?
Okay, I'm Ravi.
Or I tell you what, I'll introduce you and you can introduce me. How about that?
Well, okay then. This is Tess. She's from London. How old are you?
None of your business, Ravi.
And she loves dancing and riding her mountain bike, OK?
OK. And this is Ravi. He comes from Manchester. He's 23. Oh, aren't you?
Oh, yes.
He likes football and he's a great cook.
Thanks. And there's one more person for you to meet. I'd like to introduce our producer, Gordon. Say hello to everyone, Gordon.
Hello. Pleased to meet you.
Hi, Gordon. And how are you today?
Very well, thank you, Tess.
Good. We'll speak to Gordon again later in the show, but now it's time to get on with our programme.
Right, so that's us. The next section is I'd Like to Meet, when we talk to people about a famous person that they'd like to meet. A lot of you thought that this one was very interesting. It's from podcast number 7, and it's Mohammed from Manchester talking about a very important man.
So let's say hello to this week's guest, Mohammed from Manchester.
Oh!
Hi, Mohammed. Welcome to I'd Like to Meet.
Hi, Tess and Ravi.
Hi, Mohammed. So, you're a Manchester boy like me. Good football team, eh?
Which one?
Which one? No. Don't tell me you're a Manchester City supporter. No!
I'm afraid so. Sorry, Ravi.
Ravi can't speak, so I'll continue. What do you do, Mohammed?
I'm at college at the moment, but when I finish, I want to join the police.
You want to be a policeman? What made you decide to do that?
My uncle's a policeman. I don't know, really. It's just something I've always wanted to do.
Oh, OK. Now, who are you going to talk about today, Mohammed? Who's the person that you'd like to meet if you had the chance?
I want to talk about Mohammed Yunus.
OK, off you go.
Well, he's from Bangladesh, from Chittagong, actually. That's where my dad's family came from. We've still got relations living there. And I think everyone knows his name now, since he won the Nobel Peace Prize in 2006... Well, he won it with his bank.
A bank won the Nobel Peace Prize?
Yes, the Grameen Bank. Microcredit?
Well, yeah, it sounds familiar.
It's a bank for poor people.
Perhaps you'd better explain how it works, Mohammed.
Well, it all started when Dr. Yunus, he's a professor of economics. He visited a village outside Chittagong and he talked to a very poor woman. And he realised that she only needed a small amount of money, just a couple of dollars. And then she could buy materials to make things and sell them and earn money.
Mm-hmm.
She couldn't borrow money from the bank because they didn't believe that she would pay it back. He found more people in the same situation, I think it was 42 people in the village, and all of them together only needed $27. That's all they needed to be able to start making money for themselves. So he lent them the money, and they all paid it back to him later. Then he went to other villages and did the same thing. So he started his own bank, the Grameen Bank, to lend small amounts of money to poor people, but mostly women, actually. That's what microcredit means.
What kinds of things do they use the money for?
Well, a woman can buy a cow and then she can sell the milk and pay to send her children to school. Or she could buy a mobile phone. The villages don't have telephones. And then people can pay to use her phone. They aren't expensive things. It just means that poor people can start to earn money. And now the Grameen Bank lends millions and millions of dollars to people.
And they all pay it back?
Most of them, yes. Something like 99%.
Wow.
And now countries like the United States and Britain are using the idea too. It's all over the world. So, well, I think he's brilliant. A real hero. That's what I'd like to say to him.
Well, thank you, Mohammed. That was really interesting.
Oh, thanks.
There's an old joke, isn't there? Something about a bank will only lend you money if you can prove that you don't need it.
Well, yes. It's true, isn't it? I'd never really thought about it before.
No, nor me. So that was Mohammed talking about Mohammed Yunus. I learnt some interesting things that day. And now, the quiz. We've played lots of different games in the quiz section. Words beginning with letters of the alphabet, things that are different colours. But this game is one of your favourites, Hot Seat. And this one's from podcast number 4. Every week we have a little quiz to make you think. This week we're going to play Hot Seat again. Here to play are Hannah and Max. Hi, Hannah.
Hello.
Hi, Max.
Hello.
You're both from Sheffield, is that right?
Yeah.
And how old are you?
I'm 17.
And I'm 16. We go to the same school, St Joseph's.
Are you in the same class?
We are, yeah.
OK. And who's doing what? Who's going to explain the words and who's going to be in the hot seat?
I'll explain and Max will guess.
OK. OK, Max?
OK.
Right. Remember how to play? These cards have all got words on. Hannah has to explain the words and Max has to guess them. But remember, Hannah, you can't use the words on the card. Max, you have to guess as many words as you can in 1 minute, OK?
OK.
Then let's go. You've got 1 minute, starting now.
Oh, big thing on the sea. You sail in it.
Boat. Ship.
Ship. An animal, small, big ears.
Elephant?
No, it's small. Carrots, it eats carrots.
Rabbit?
Yes. you do it at the disco.
Dance?
Yes. It's a fruit, I think. It's very hard. It's got milk inside. You can eat part of it, but not the outside.
Coconut?
Yes. You go there when you're sick.
Hospital. Doctors.
Hospital. It's white. It comes from a cow. You drink it.
Milk.
It goes across the river. You cross it.
A bridge.
You stand under it in the morning and you wash yourself.
Shower.
It's a day. But you'll be 18.
Birthday.
We'll give you birthday. Fantastic. How many was that? I make it 9. Is that right? Yes, 9. Brilliant. Well done, Hannah and Max. Yes, well done, Hannah and Max. And now, the next thing we've got for you is Our Person In. When people around the world tell us something interesting about where they live. And this time, it's something that I do know about. The Indian film industry. Bridget Keenan lives in India, and she's talking about Bollywood. And it comes from podcast number 9.
India is a nation of cinema lovers. Almost 40 million people go to the cinema each month, and India produces almost twice as many films each year as the USA. The Indian film industry is known as Bollywood, and you never feel like you are far from its influence. In cities, giant hand-painted images of Bollywood stars look down at the passing traffic, and in parts of India, film stars have used their popularity to start careers as politicians. Bollywood films are quite different to Hollywood films. Although the plots can be similar, the Indian films feature a lot more singing and dancing. There are usually six songs and at least two huge dance scenes. In fact, the stories are often very predictable and always have a happy ending. But that doesn't stop people going to see them. And going to see films is a special experience too, much noisier and livelier than British cinemas. The crowd will cheer on the hero through all the action scenes, whistle through the songs, and offer advice and support throughout the film. The audience can be as much fun as the film. That audience seems to be almost everyone in India, from the very old to the very young. In the countryside, there are touring cinemas, a lorry travelling with all the equipment to make a temporary cinema in a village for one night before moving on to the next place. It's a love of cinema shared by the whole huge country, unlike anywhere else in the world.
That brings back some memories. We used to watch loads of Bollywood films when I was a kid. They're great fun.
Did you? Do you still watch them now?
Not really. If I'm at my mum and dad's, I might. My mum still watches them quite a lot.
I've never seen a Bollywood film. They sound very different.
I'll lend you a DVD. And that's reminded me. I never did lend Tess that Bollywood DVD. Something to remember next time I see her. Now, a lot of you enjoy the next section, Your Turn. And a lot of you wrote to tell us what you think about all the questions we talked about in this series. But now, let's listen to Your Turn from podcast number 6.
Now it's time for Your Turn. Your Turn is when we go out in the street to find out what people think. This time, the question was, how green are you?
Nice one. How green are you? What do you do to help save the planet? Like, I use public transport.
OK, let's hear what people said.
What do I do to help save the planet? Not enough. I hate to say it, but it's true. I mean, I always try to remember not to use plastic bags or recycle or whatever, but I always forget. I mean, I really have to try to do more.
Well, we recycle pretty much everything we can. You know, bottles, cans, newspapers and all that. But to be honest, we don't do much else.
I do as much as I can. You have to, you know. We all have to. I don't take short-haul flights anymore. I used to fly down to London quite a lot. And of course, I recycle and everything else I can.
I know I'm not going to make myself popular saying this, but I don't really do very much. Look, there are factories all over the world putting out loads and loads of pollution every single day. I don't see how saving your old newspapers is going to help, apart from making people feel good about themselves.
I'll tell you the greenest thing I do. I grow almost all my own vegetables. I've really started thinking about where my food comes from and the food miles and that, you know, like I won't buy food that's been flown here from Australia or something.
They make me feel a bit guilty. Some people do so much. I feel like the first woman who said she didn't do enough. I don't think I do enough. I do recycle things, though.
Me too. It's difficult, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, remember, listeners, that we'd love to know what you think. How green are you? What do you do to help save the planet? You can write and tell us at learnenglishpodcast@britishcouncil.org. An interesting question. And don't forget, it isn't too late for you to send us your opinion about this or any of the other Your Turn questions in Series 1. We always enjoy hearing from you. Now, for my favourite part of the podcast, The Adventures of Carolina. A lot of you said that you liked this one the best. Carolina makes a mistake with her English, and it's from podcast number 7.
OK, time now to find out how Carolina's getting on in Newcastle. Carolina, you might remember, is a student from Venezuela who's come to Britain to live, study and have fun. Last time we listened, Carolina joined some societies at the university, but this time she's not feeling too well.
Hi, Emily.
Hi. What are you doing here? I thought you had a seminar at 10 o'clock.
I did, but I'm not feeling very well.
Oh, bless you. You sound terrible. You'd better go to bed. Did you tell your tutor that you were ill?
No, I was early. He wasn't there. But I left a note on the door. Mm-hmm. I said I was sorry, but I was very constipated.
Constipated? Why did you tell him you were constipated?
Well, because I am. See? I can't stop sneezing.
You don't sneeze when you're constipated. Constipated means that you can't go to the toilet. You know, you're blocked. You know, you try and try, but you can't... Well, you know.
Oh, no. I was thinking in Spanish. In Spanish, we say, I'm constipada.
Well, in English, it's a cold. You say, I've got a cold. A bad cold.
I knew that. I've got a cold. Oh, what a stupid mistake. It's because I'm ill. My head feels like it's full of... I don't know. Cake.
Cake?
And I left a note on the door. Oh, everyone's going to laugh at me.
No, they won't. Don't be silly. Everyone knows English isn't your first language. You made a mistake, that's all.
But they won't know it's a mistake. They'll think I wanted to tell everyone that I was constipated, that I couldn't go to the toilet. I want to go home to Venezuela.
Look, it's not 10 o'clock yet. I'll go to the room and take the note off the door and explain to... Who?
Professor Grogan. Room 102. It'll be too late.
And you can go to the chemist's and get yourself something to take. Then come back here and go to bed. You look awful. Have some hot lemon and honey. That's what my mother always gives me.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Emily.
Good morning. Can I help you?
Yes, please. I can't stop sneezing. Have you got anything I can take?
Is it a cold or an allergy?
It's a cold. I don't have any allergies. At least I don't think so.
Have you got any other symptoms? A sore throat? A headache? A cough?
Yes. My throat hurts. It hurts when I eat or drink. And my head hurts, too.
Have you got a temperature?
A temperature? What's that? I'm sorry, my English is terrible today.
You know, have you got a high temperature? Do you feel hot? Is your face hot?
You mean a fever? Yes. Yes, I think so. My face is hot, but my body feels cold.
Okay. It sounds like a bad cold. Let's see. This should help. Are you allergic to any medicines?
No. No, I'm not.
No.
How often do I have to take it?
2 spoonfuls, 4 times a day. The instructions are on the bottle. Don't take it if you're driving. It might make you sleepy.
That's okay. I just want to go to bed. Should I take anything else?
Vitamin C will help. Here you are. Take one of these 3 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
And drink plenty of water. Where are you from, if you don't mind me asking?
Venezuela. I've only been here a few weeks.
Ah, Venezuela. I expect our English weather is a bit too cold for you then. Spend the rest of the day in bed and keep warm. You'll feel a lot better tomorrow.
I hope so.
If you still feel terrible in 2 or 3 days, then you should go and see a doctor.
Thank you very much. And how much is that for the medicines?
Oh, poor Carolina. It's terrible when you feel ill in a foreign country.
I am constipated.
Oh, stop it, Ravi.
Yeah, you're right. It is quite funny, though. And she got some medicine, so I'm sure she's okay.
Yeah.
Ah, I'm constipated. I thought that was really funny when I first heard it, and it still makes me laugh now. Poor Carolina. Her English is usually so good. And talking about funny, at the end of every podcast, Gordon, our producer, tells a joke. Sometimes good, sometimes, well, terrible. But a lot of you wrote to tell us that you really liked Gordon's jokes, and there were two favourites. So let's listen to them both. This one comes from podcast number one.
Come on, Gordon. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm here.
I hope this is good, Gordon.
How long have I got?
1 minute, at the most.
OK, then. Right. A chicken walks into a library.
A chicken?
Yeah, yeah. A chicken walks into a library, walks up to the counter and says to the librarian, "Book, book." The librarian gives the chicken two books. She puts the books on the chicken's head and the chicken walks out of the library. 1 hour later, the chicken walks back into the library. It walks up to the counter and says to the librarian, "Book, book." The librarian gives the chicken two books and the chicken walks out of the library. 1 hour later, this happens again. Book, book. And the chicken walks out of the library with two books on its head. But this time, the librarian thinks, this is strange. So she decides to follow the chicken. She goes out of the library and follows the chicken. The chicken crosses the road, walks along the street, turns the corner until it comes to the lake. Sitting by the lake is a big fat frog. The chicken gives the books to the frog and the frog looks at them and says, "Reddit, Reddit."
Oh, Gordon! That's terrible!
Don't worry about Tess. She always says Gordon's jokes are terrible. And here's your other favourite. It's from podcast number two.
OK then, Gordon. Let's hear your joke for today.
OK. It's a camping joke. Tess, you'll love it.
Come on then.
Well, Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson are on a camping trip in the countryside. Mm. Late at night, Holmes and Watson are lying on their backs, looking up at all the stars in the sky. Sherlock Holmes says, "Dr. Watson, look at all the stars and tell me what important question we have to ask." Dr. Watson says, "Well, OK, there are millions and millions of stars in the sky. No one knows exactly how many. There are planets out there that no one has seen with a telescope. Maybe there is a planet somewhere that is just like Earth. I think the question we have to ask is there life in another part of our universe?" And Sherlock Holmes says, "Watson, you idiot. The question we have to ask is, where is our tent?"
That's quite good, actually, Gordon. Not bad.
I think that's my favourite, actually. And I hope you liked it too. Well, that's all for today. Usually, Tom the teacher comes along to talk about the language that you've heard, but this podcast is a little bit different. I hope you've enjoyed our Learn English Elementary podcast greatest hits, and I hope you'll go back and listen to more of them again. You can go to the previous podcast section on the website and listen to any of them. And you can hear Tom the teacher's comments and advice there. So that's all from me. See you next time in Series 2. Bye!